everyone, welcome to the TEDx podcast. I, Harava Raharjo, will explain how did Hitler and the Nazi Party take advantage of the public suffering to seize power in Germany. This topic is extremely important because I will highlight most of the problems and mistakes made not only by Germany, but the Allies too, which is what eventually caused World War II and the rise of Hitler. When the Central Powers were defeated, the army felt dejected, the people felt betrayed, and people were struggling to survive. The Allies offered Germany peace, but under very strict conditions. The Kaiser was forced to abdicate, and Germany's army and overseas land were taken away from them. Germany was no longer the great empire it was just a few years ago. This eventually led to the formation of the Weimar Republic under the leadership of Friedrich Ebert. He signed the armistice and formed the democracy. This did not go well with existing politicians and the people, as people either wanted a dictatorship or a communist revolution. The democratic system in the Weimar Republic was made that so no one was more powerful than another, people could vote, a parliament would be created, and there would be a chancellor who would handle daily issues, and a president that would take over during crises. One of the biggest causes of suffering for the German people were the economic problems brought about and the consequences of the Treaty of Versailles. This made people angry, and they felt betrayed by the Allies and their own socialist and liberal politicians. Opponents of the Republic blamed their leader, Ebert, even though he was forced to sign. The treaty became a huge source of bitterness for the people. The treaty also forced Germany to pay reparations. The treaty not only destabilized German politics, but also its economy. In 1921, Germany was able to pay its first payment, but in 1922, nothing was paid. Germany was struggling, so they had to try to negotiate. France, however, ran out of patience, and they and Belgium soldiers entered the Ruhr, which is Germany's main industrial city with many workers and factories. Workers went on a strike, and this halt in production caused the collapse of the German currency. Since there were no goods to trade, the government printed more money. This caused hyperinflation. Prices and wages skyrocketed, and German marks were practically worthless. Prices could change instantly from one minute to another. Middle class and rich people suffered because their money in their savings became worthless. This caused people to lose faith in the government, and it also gave right-wing politicians and Hitler another reason to blame the Republic. However, when Gustav Stresemann took over the Weimar Republic, things were eventually resolved and Germany was relatively stable until 1929. They also borrowed loans from the US to pay the reparations under the Dawes Plan. However, this would not last long. When the stock market crashed in October 1929, chaos erupted. Due to Germany's reliance on American loans, they didn't have much domestic production or exports. When the crash happened, America called in foreign loans, and Germany lost their industry and their businesses. Workers were laid off, people spent less, which meant that demand and prices dropped, causing more workers to be laid off. This caused huge economic chaos and a huge rise in unemployment. The policies made to solve this problem were disastrous and caused even more people to be unemployed. This caused people to, once again, lose trust in the democracy and look at extremist parties such as the Nazis. This is where Hitler's rise to power truly starts, in my opinion. Sure, the Munich Putsch in 1923 showed that Hitler had the means to create a new government, but this is where his plan truly shines. Due to the fact that people were feeling betrayed and were suffering, Hitler was able to coerce them into supporting his party. Fascism looked great because it meant having a strong government, strong economy, and they were ultra-nationalist. Hitler also promised stability, which was what the public really desired. The Nazis became the leading party, ahead of the communists. Hitler's influence was strengthened through propaganda and the SA, which is his personal military. They intimidated him and threatened non-Nazis and convinced young men to join the Nazis. Hitler became chancellor in 1933, and he continued his rise to power. His influence was basically solidified when the Reichstag fire occurred. The parliament building caught fire, and everyone blamed the communists. This removed the last major opposition to the Nazis. Because of this, the president gave emergency powers to Hitler, and he was basically the dictator. This is when he finally became the dictator of Germany. This power was further guaranteed through the Night of the Long Knives, the killing of any possible opponents of the Nazis. The death of the president, causing him to become Führer and spreading his power, and everyone knows what comes after that. To conclude, economic instability was not the sole cause for the rise of Hitler. However, it was the depression, unemployment, feeling of betrayal from the Jews and allied powers, the treaty, and the fragility of the German people that led them to sway away from the democracy and felt a need for a dictatorship. Hitler took advantage of the people's desperation and need for stability so that he could seize power and gain absolute control of Germany. This shows the importance of having a strong government that puts its people above everything else, as it may have horrible consequences if they don't.